This is Robert Pierpoint reporting. The president will discuss the constitutional crisis that has arisen over the integration of the University of Mississippi, a crisis that has occupied the attentions of President Kennedy and his closest advisors for most of the past 2 days. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Good evening, my fellow citizens. The orders of the court in the case of Meredith versus Fayer are beginning to be carried out. Mr. James Meredith is now in residence on the campus of the University of Mississippi. This has been accomplished thus far without the use of National Guard or other troops, and it is to be hoped that the law enforcement officers of the state of Mississippi and the federal marshals will continue to be sufficient in the future. All students, members of the faculty, and public officials in both Mississippi and the nation will be able, it is hoped, to return to their normal activities with full confidence in the integrity of American law. This is as it should be, for our nation is founded on the principle that observance of the law is the eternal safeguard of liberty, and defiance of the law is the surest road to tyranny. The law which we obey includes the final rulings of the courts, as well as the enactment of our legislative bodies. Even among law-abiding men, few laws are universally loved, but they are uniformly respected and not resisted. Americans are free and sure to disagree with the law, but not to disobey it. For in a government of laws and not of men, no man, however prominent or powerful, and no mob, however unruly or boisterous, is entitled to defy a court of law. If this country should ever reach the point where any man or group of men, by force or threat of force, could long deny the commands of our court and our Constitution, then no law would stand free from doubt. No judge would be sure of his writ, and no citizen would be safe from his neighbors. In this case, in which the United States government was not until recently involved, Mr. Meredith brought a private suit in federal court against those who were excluding him from the university. A series of federal courts, all the way to the Supreme Court, repeatedly ordered Mr. Meredith's admission to the university. When those orders were defied, and those who sought to implement them threatened with arrest and violence, the United States Court of Appeals, consisting of Chief Judge Tuttle of Georgia, Judge Hutchison of Texas, Judge Reeves of Alabama, Judge Jones of Florida, Judge Brown of Texas, Judge Wisdom of Louisiana, Judge Gerwin of Alabama, and Judge Bell of Georgia, made clear the fact that the enforcement of its order had become an obligation of the United States government. Even though this government had not originally been a party to the case, my responsibility as president was therefore inescapable. I accept it. My obligation under the Constitution and the statutes of the United States was and is to implement the orders of the court with whatever means are necessary and with as little force and civil disorder as the circumstances permit. It was for this reason that I federalized the Mississippi National Guard as the most appropriate instrument should any be needed to preserve law and order while United States Marshals carried out the orders of the court and prepared to back them up with whatever other civil or military enforcement might have been required. I deeply regret the fact that any action by the executive branch was necessary in this case, but all other avenues and alternatives, including persuasion and conciliation, had been tried and exhausted, had the police powers of Mississippi been used to support the orders of the court instead of deliberately and unlawfully blocking them, had the University of Mississippi fulfilled its standard of excellence by quietly admitting this applicant in conformity with what so many other southern state universities have done for so many years, a peaceable and sensible solution would have been possible without any federal intervention. This nation is proud of the many instances in which governors, educators, and everyday citizens from the South have shown to the world the gains that can be made by persuasion and goodwill in a society ruled by law. Specifically, I would like to take this occasion to express the thanks of this nation to those Southerners who have contributed to the progress of our democratic development. In the entrance of students, regardless of race, to such great institutions as the state-supported universities of Virginia, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Texas, Louisiana, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Kentucky. I recognize that the present period of transition and adjustment in our nation's Southland is a hard one for many people. Neither Mississippi nor any other southern state deserves to be charged with all the accumulated wrongs of the last 100 years of race relations. To the extent that there has been failure, the responsibility for that failure must be shared by us all, by every state, by every citizen. Mississippi and her university, moreover, are noted for their courage, for their contribution of talent and thought to the affairs of this nation. This is the state of Lucius Lamar and many others who have placed the national good ahead of sectional interest. This is the state which had 4 Medal of Honor winners in the Korean War alone. In fact, the Guard unit federalized this morning early is part of the 155th Infantry, one of the 10 oldest regiments in the Union, and one of the most decorated for sacrifice and bravery in 6 wars. In 1945, a Mississippi sergeant, Jake Lindsay, was honored by an unusual joint session of the Congress. I close, therefore, with this appeal to the students of the university, the people who are most concerned. You have a great tradition to uphold, a tradition of honor and courage, one on the field of battle and on the gridiron, as well as the university campus. You have a new opportunity to show that you are men of patriotism and integrity. For the most effective means of upholding the law is not the state policeman, or the marshals, or the National Guard. It is you. It lies in your courage to accept those laws with which you disagree, as well as those with which you agree. The eyes of the nation and all the world are upon you and upon all of us. And the honor of your university and state are in the balance. I am certain the great majority of the students will uphold that honor. There is, in short, no reason why the books on this case cannot now be quickly and quietly closed in the manner directed by the court. Let us preserve both the law and the peace. And then, healing those wounds that are within, we can turn to the greater crises that are without and stand united as one people in our pledge to man's freedom. Thank you and good night.
From the White House in Washington, D.C., the CBS Radio Network has presented live a special address by the President of the United States, John F. Kennedy, on the constitutional crisis over integration at the University of Mississippi. This is Robert Pierpoint in Washington. And now for the latest developments on the Mississippi story, we switch you to CBS News in New York, Hal Turkell reporting.
Negro student James Meredith is at this moment in an apartment on the campus of the University of Mississippi, guarded by U.S. Marshals who brought him there. The university, although it declined to register Meredith on the Sabbath, gave way before the power of the federal courts and the federal marshals. The university release said, accompanied by armed troops of the U.S. Marshals and pursuant to federal court orders, James Meredith has been housed on the Ole Miss campus. United States Marshals share his apartment, which has separate bath facilities. University officials and members of the Board of Trustees declined a request to register Meredith on the Sabbath. End of release. The first incident of violence on the Ole Miss campus in connection with today's action has now occurred. That story from Oxford, Neil Strasser reporting.
Serious violence threatens tonight on the campus of the University of Mississippi, and federal marshals have just begun to use tear gas shells to keep off crowds of students around the administration building. Students returning from their football weekend found federal marshals and Negro James Meredith already on campus. The marshals, who must now be well over 400 in number, ring the college administration building. There was nothing but jeering until newsmen were admitted, then students turned on them, upset a car, and beat a cameraman. Others got brave and began beating on cars of arriving U.S. marshals. Several marshals broke ranks and threw two students to the ground, then went back to their line when motioned back by state police. Also, there's a report that some students were attempting to burn the canvas tops of the trucks. Another report that a faculty member has been beaten up for expressing what the students claimed was pro-integration sentiment. This is CBS News, Oxford, Mississippi.
Mississippi's Governor Ross Barnett, who physically blocked Meredith's entrance into the university earlier this week and who vowed he would go to jail rather than see segregation broken at the university, made his capitulation shortly after this in language expressed emotionally his still firm convictions. Here's the government statement, read in Jackson by CBS News correspondent Hughes Rudd.
The following statement has just been released by Governor Ross Barnett in Jackson. As governor of the state of Mississippi, I have just been informed by the Attorney General of the United States that Meredith has today been placed on the campus of the University of Mississippi by means of government helicopters and is accompanied by federal officers. I urge all Mississippians and instruct every state officer under my command to do everything in their power to preserve peace and to avoid violence in any form. Surrounded on all sides by the armed forces and oppressive power of the United States of America, my courage and my convictions do not waver. My heart still says never, but my calm judgment abhors the bloodshed that will follow. I love Mississippi. I love her people. I love those 10,000 good Mississippians in the National Guard who have now been federalized and requested to oppose me and their own people. I know that we are now completely surrounded by armed forces and that we are physically overpowered. I know that our principles remain true, but we must at all odds preserve the peace and avoid bloodshed. To the officials of the federal government, I say, gentlemen, you are trampling on the sovereignty of this great state and depriving it of every vestige of honor and respect as a member of the Union of States. You are destroying the Constitution of this great nation. May God have mercy on your souls. Mississippi will continue to fight the Meredith case and all similar cases through the courts to restore the sovereignty of the state and constitutional government. That's the end of the statement just released by Governor Ross Barnett. It sounds obviously like a surrender to the federal government, at least as far as Meredith's registration. This is CBS News, Jackson, Mississippi.
And that's the Mississippi story at this hour.